G'day, Joe. How are you going?
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
And I should say happy Christmas to you.
And you?
And almost New Year, not too far away.
I know. It's so close. Don't they go fast?
They do. A good topic today. This is something you found out about when you're in America. It's a program called Courthouse Dogs. What's it all about?
Oh, this is incredible. So being from Righteous Pups and we train assistance dogs, we're always looking for advancements and innovation in the industry. And I managed to see a number of programs while I was over in America that came under this Courthouse Dog banner. Now, the dogs are trained to assistance dog level. So we're talking about that top 5% of service dogs in the field. And what I saw was incredible. We saw dogs that are working with police, not your normal, you know, dogs, but dogs that would go to a crime scene where, let's say, there's a homicide incident, for example, and often witnesses, when they've experienced their worst day, they're trying to come to terms with what's happened. These dogs help go in and normalize a situation to some degree, but also being able to pat that dog helps people be able to release what they've seen and be able to start talking about.
It's pretty amazing,
what
isn't it?
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah. They actually use some of these courthouse dogs at the when the Florida shooting incident happened. The FBI brought in a whole lot of these dogs to just help witnesses be able to cope in that moment, and to also be able to just get to that place where they could release and start talking about what they saw and what they heard. But also these dogs were being used in courts where, say, for example, a child might have witnessed something or been the victim of some incident, and kids often find it's very hard to have the words to explain what's happened to them. And the whole idea is to try and make that kind of system, that judicial system, less traumatizing for the child. So, for example, a number of these dogs will go in, and while the child's giving evidence, the dog will be actually in the witness box with the child. And now the dog's got to be out of the way so there's no unfair advantage to the prosecution. But often the kids will just hold the lead and that connection to the dog, or they might stroke the dog with their feet just to help them be able to calm and cope. And it was incredible. And one of the places that we went to, the kids, after they've gone through this whole process, they'll often leave little letters to the dog. There was one beautiful one where I think it was a 9-year-old who mentioned the dog's name. And if it wasn't for you, I don't know if I could have ever told what my secret was. And you just think, you know, dogs have that incredible capacity to be with us through the best of times and the worst of times. And to see these highly trained dogs going in and making it a little bit easier for people on potentially their worst day of their lives, it blew me away, and it just makes me love dogs even more.
If you're having a problem with a dog, anything you'd like to discuss, drop Joe a line. Just go to goldcentralvictoria.com.au. You will see the Dog Spot page. Hey, Joe, we'll see you in 2020.
We'll see you 2020.